one and only, the Lit Southern Belle, Mimi Navu, and you're watching the Lit Southern Belle, the podcast that helps you flourish. Today, I want to talk about patience. If I haven't learned anything this year, if I haven't heard the word I've heard the most has been patience, has been wait, has been your time is coming. You're going to receive blessings. Now you believe me, like, where are you getting this from? I have been affirmed just in my gut, within the things that I read, the people I talk to, that my time's coming, that I will receive so many blessings, that I will be such a great journalist, such a great digital creator, such an impact in the media industry, and I believed it. And so from August to, I think now, I was like, well, when? Because everything right now to me feels so slow. And I'm just like, everybody say I'm about to be, real big in the industry. Everybody about to say I'm about to be real dope, real impactful, do real well in the things that I enjoy, which is media and fashion. And I'm just like, when? And I must so ask when for the media part. Because I've been, little do I know, since 13, posting videos to YouTube. This channel has been 6 different other things. And if you were one of the early subscribers, you know this channel has been many other different things. I can't even explain to you that they've been so many other things. And I'm here. This is what I'm doing. This is permanent. And I see that I am making impact with what I do. And I love that. Because for me, I want to make impact before I try to make some money. Because for me, it's not all about the money. I have a job. I have a place that has income. I will always make sure that I have income until other things arise. Now, patience is funny. Patience is a really funny thing because, and the universe works in a very, for our sake, very frustrating way. When we least expect our blessings to come and overflow, they come. They overflow. They hit us in the head. They knock us completely on the ground. But that's what makes them so much more worth embracing, because what we don't realize is that people will work and work and work and work and stay consistent in their craft, learning, growing, getting better, all of that. And some people, it may take them 7 years to get to what they want and deserve, is recognition, the accolades, the praise. And little did you know, they probably heard the same thing. Your time is coming. Wait. Wait. Your time is coming. Wait. Be patient. And what's crazy about that? They never tell you when it's coming, because it won't be as special no more. It won't be as savored. If you know something's coming tomorrow, will you be excited about it if you were surprised with it? That's the crazy part. Would you be just as excited if you knew, say, like, someone's gonna give you a favorite food tomorrow, or say you're gonna go to a restaurant, someone's gonna pay for it? What would you do? I mean, if someone came up to you and they were psychic or some shit like that, it was like, oh, somebody's gonna pay for your hot wings tomorrow, I'd have been like, oh, okay. And then when it happened, I'd have been like, oh, okay. But if I went to the store, or I went to order my hot wings, wherever I order my hot wings, and was like, okay, I would like this, this, and this, 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 and this, and bam, they pay for I would have get a bigger reaction if I didn't know when it was coming. It would be a more organic reaction. So this thing about patience, patience waits when we have learned all we need to learn and grow to the point where we can accept it and be ready to accept it. But sometimes we get some things we don't deserve, and it's because we're not mentally, spiritually prepared to just know what it is and accept it for what it is and how it comes. Because sometimes our blessings come in ways that we don't expect. We have all these expectations in our head. We have all these things, scenarios we play out in our head, and when it actually happens, we're just like, so this is how it happens? Oh. And when it's not our expectation, we get mad and be like, oh. Sounds right. And that's not how it should be. Because you worked for this. This is what you wanted. We complain for the things that we ask for. We ask for, oh, I want to put this business out. Oh, I want to do this. Oh, I want to do that. And when it gets hard and we get things on our plate, we become busy. We were like, I'm too busy. I don't like that. Oh, but when you were sitting in your bed with nothing to do every day, you were working a job that you didn't like, you weren't saying that. So which one do you want? You can't complain about wanting to eat. You can't complain about the amount of shit that's on your plate, but at the same time, same breath, you want to eat. That's like someone said, I got too much food on my plate. Okay, but didn't you fix it? Didn't you fix the food? You said you want all that food. Now you don't even want to eat it. Now you don't even want to enjoy it. Waste. Waste. So I tell you this now. As the year is coming to a close, and as, you know, as this season is coming to a close, which it is, this is the last episode, your time is coming. The things you want and more are coming. No, I don't know when they're coming. I don't know when mine are coming, but I know that I will keep learning and keep working to be the best I can possibly be, so when the time comes for me to receive it, it fits like a glove. And this concludes season 2 of the Lit Southern Belle. Stay flourishing, my friends.
Hey, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure that you follow our page on Instagram at The Lit Southern Belle. Also follow the Twitter at The Lit Southern Belle. And if you're nosy and you have stalkerish tendencies, you can always follow my personal page. It's mimi.nava_. And also follow me on Twitter if you want to see me cut up. Really, I don't cut up. I don't tweet a lot of stuff. I just like stuff. So no one will know what I like unless they go and be nosy, but go off. So stay flourishing, my friends.